Rabbi, a limud of Chofetz Chaim every day is l'schus refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, ishtav refuah shlema, v'koroiv, v'soh shal chayli Yisrael. So having learned the seven rules of Toyeles, which are all about mustering on somebody to someone, l'toyeles, I'm doing it in order to bring him back to the right way, that he should correct the things that he's doing wrong, and that I don't have any other way of doing it apart from trying to influence somebody who can influence him, etc. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and this is a quite an interesting discussion in Halacha. Chofetz Chaim says that you've got no right to go and tell stories about somebody else, even l'toyeles, if you are guilty of that yourself. A person who swindles in business, and he becomes aware that somebody else is swindling a business, and he's going to go to the Rav, and he's tried speaking to the person, and the person's not makabel from him, Musa, or Toychocha, and the person might even say to him something along the lines of, you know, you're as bad as me, you do exactly the same, you're the same swindler as I am, and whatever it is, we're in the same business, and what I do, you do, and what you do, I do, and therefore, yeah, as the Gemara says, why he be may shofet hashoftim, a dorish a shofet a shoftov. When the shofet said, correct one thing, the people retorted and said, you're even worse than we are. So why should? How can you give us Musa? Misha says, k'shoit atzmecho, v'achkach k'shoit acherim. First, you have to improve yourself, and you have to lecture yourself, and improve yourself, and then you'll be in a position to. I can't remember, but I know there's been discussion on the subject. I think there are, it might be even a Rambam, but I'm not sure, that there is discussion that, he says, Bizman Chazal, when there were tzaddikim, and there were other people who weren't tzaddikim, then a person who was a tzaddik could give Musa, a person who was a tzaddik could tell other people off, and try and rebuke them in order to bring them back. But nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, if we would say that you're not entitled to give anybody a criticism or give anybody a rebuke unless you are perfect yourself, then Bizman Hazeh, who is on that madrega? And therefore maybe today it doesn't apply so much. But the Chofetz Chaim says, Legabe loshon hara letoyeles, if you are guilty of that which you're reporting yourself, then you're disqualified from telling loshon hara letoyeles. And the reason behind it, says the Chofetz Chaim, is because I don't believe, says the Chofetz Chaim, that your motives can be pure. One of our conditions of Toyeles was that you have to have a pure motive purely letoivas the other person. I want to correct his ways. I want him to put right the things that he does which are not correct. And therefore I have a pure motive, and I've tried every other way. There is no alternative. I therefore now need to go to speak to somebody who can have influence over him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, if you yourself are guilty of that Aveira, if you're guilty of doing the same malpractice that the other person is doing that you're complaining of, your motive can't be 100% pure. Maybe you're trying to justify what you're doing yourself by putting somebody else down. There could be, take a psychiatrist to work it out. But the fact is, says the Chofetz Chaim, your motives are not pure, and therefore, if you are guilty yourself, then you're simply disqualified from speaking Lashon Hara L'Toyeles in such a situation. A couple of extra points to speak on this subject, which we'll finish tomorrow, B'li Neder.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Wednesday, 11th of Tammuz, 17th of July, Rabbi Elchanan Goldblatt Shlita, Hispurnus, Vaparshus Bilom. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Cantor, Lippert Simchon Asun of Shlomi Heksha, Nerio, and Sarah Cantor, Shatikia. Pastor took place on Monday, he wrote Sanchim the Bias, Nemon, Israel, Shem, Lissilo, the Swiss Sashuan, Chayolim, Bamilchamon, Shahzul, Botahim, Shalom, Bimheiro.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Birshus. This is a shiur which I have given before. I hope it bears repetition. According to my notes, the last time I gave it was 2017. So if anybody was there, I'm sure, given my inadequacy as a teacher, that they've certainly forgotten a lot. Anyway, you'll find the shiur in the Sichas of Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. It's Maimer Pei. And he called it his bonanus Parshas Bilam, which is why that's how Ronnie introduced it. And it starts like this. As we know, Chazal say the following about the pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says, Lo kam novi od b'Yisrael k'moshen, Chazal saying, you'll find it there in number one in those notes, that there never was a Navi in Klal Yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu. Avol b'umas kam, among the Goyim, there was a Navi at the Madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu in some sense. Umano Bilom, he was Bilom. In some sense, in some fashion, please don't ask me what because I don't know, Bilom or Rosha attained in Nevuah the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, good, fine. And what do we know about his personal life? So what we know about his personal life goes like this. My late great grandmother, Olero Hasholom, who came from Slutsk and therefore spoke Yiddish, used to say, Alles trefft sich in America. In America, you can find everything. And Bavinisenu Harabim, I saw that you even have in America in the Reconstructionist movement two rabbis who are married to one another, they're both women. Alles trefft sich in America. But not quite everything. Chazal Darshan, and Rashi refers to it in the second note you've got there in Perek Chabbeis, Chazal Darshan, the response which the donkey gave to Bilam. You remember the donkey says, Halo, Anochi aso necho asher ochavto alai, me odecho ad ayom azeh askein iskanti lasosa, I'm your donkey which you rode on. And Rashi says, have a look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which I put there as number three. So, according to Chazal, the Moabites saw that Bilam is riding a donkey, and they said, where's your horse? I mean, you know, it's not mechubad to ride on a donkey. So he said, well, I've sent it in the field. And the donkey said, I'm your donkey. He said, yeah, but only for carrying parcels. Asher ochav to light, you always ride on me. Velo od, says the donkey, and I highlighted this, ani osa loch rechivas bayom, you ride on me by night, and our relationship at night is intimate. Even in America, that doesn't happen. So here you have a low life who is at the lowest level one could imagine, doing things which even we who have the benefits and privileges in living in the 21st century, even these days, this doesn't happen, and it's illegal, and it's disgusting, and so on. And that's how he lives. At the same time, this man, Lo kom b'Yisrael k'moshe od novi avol b'umas kom, he's a novi. He's a novi at the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that is surely a contradiction. How is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him like he talks to Moshe Rabbeinu, while at the same time his relationship with his donkey is intimate, close, and personal? So Reb Chaim used to quote a set of chazals about Kriyas Yamsuf. You remember the Pasuk says, Zeh keli v'anveihu. Zeh is what the grammarians call a demonstrative adjective. Zeh! And on many, many occasions where the Chumash says, Zeh! Or those, there's something there that you can actually see. Zeh, Maisa HaMenorah. Yeah, they could see it in the sky. Or, good, fine. Zos HaChaya, so Gemara in Chulim, which says that Moshe Rabbeinu held up each Chaya individually and said this one, Zeh. So on this Zeh Keli, if you have a look at the Ramban there in number four, Ros or Shifcha Alayam, Masha Lero Yechez Kalanovi, that a shivcha, a maidservant, what we would call an au pair, at Yam Suf, saw visions at a madrega that Yechezkel HaNovi never saw. Well, that's truly wonderful. When Chazal say shivcha, they're talking about a shivcha because, bless her, she's not the most sophisticated person in the world, she's not the most learned person in the world. 20 years in the mirror and another 30 in brisk she never learnt, and she's on a madrega, and she's seeing things Yechezkel didn't see. Where are the svarim from the shvachos? And we've got Sefer Yechezkel, we've got Sefer Yirmiyah, we've got Sefer Yeshaya. Where are the svarim from the shvachos? I can still remember Reb Chaim's voice saying, Die shivche igeblieben a shivche. It made no difference to her. Just like the nevuah of Bilam made no difference to him, the nevuah of the shivcha didn't make any difference to the shivcha. She stayed a shivcha because yogati umotsosi tamin, something that you attain through yigia. If you spend 80 years doing chesed and thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you may turn into Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you have a matana min hashamayim, you're there at Yam Suf and zeh keli, easy come, easy go. It just happens. You were there at the right moment. You got a matana min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has no impact on your personality, your development, your ruchnius, nothing else. You saw it today and you're a shivcha again tomorrow. Bilam horosho, That's what it was. He had a matana min hashamayim. We've all met people with natural gifts. There are those people. I remember I once had a chavrusim I had to give up because he was just much too quick for me. I would be staring at the Tosas trying to work out the cash, and he would say this, that, and the other, which 20 minutes later, when I'd understood the Tosas, I discovered was the Marshal. You meet people like that. There are people who have a natural gift. But, said Reb Chaim, if it's just a matona min hashamayim without any yegiah, makes no difference to you. That's the shivcha at the Yam. She had a matona min hashamayim. She was there, Kriyas Yamsuf. Made not the slightest difference to her personality, the shivcha igi blieben a shivcha. She remained a shivcha. Bilam Arosha continued to live a life which was, in a literal, technical, legal sense, bestial. And he continued to have a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matana Min HaShemayim, made no difference. Okay, good, fine. So at night, he does whatever he does with his donkey. What do you suppose he taught in his base medrash? So if you have a look at the Mishnah in Ovis, which I put as number 7, Kol mi sheyesh b'yado shlosa devarim alolu, mitamido shel Avraham Avinu. Someone who has the following 3 characteristics must be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Shlosa devarim acherim, 3 other things. Mitamido shel Bilam Arosha is a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. Ayin tov, if he has a good eye, ruach nemucha, a humble spirit, nefesh shefela, a humble soul, he must be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Ayin ruah, if he's got an ayin ruah and a ruach gavoah and he's arrogant and nefesh rechava, he must be a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. If you skip to number 9 for definitions, ayin tovo. Eilo kinah chaveir, is not jealous of anyone. He discovers that so-and-so has won the lottery. He's as pleased as if he'd won it himself. Must be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Ara, which is the Talmud of Bilam Arosha, is the reverse. They really dislike it when somebody else does well. Every time, who was that horrible author in America whom you really shouldn't read? Gore Vidal. Yes, he said, every time one of my friends succeeds, I have a sinking feeling. That's a Talmud of Bilam Arosha. That really is. Okay. Ruach Nemocho, Onov Shval Berech. He's an Onov, he's a Shval Berech. Reb Chaim said the difference between Onov and Shval Berech, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is this. The Onov is an Onov, but he may still stick to his own view. I mean, I'm an Onov, but I still know I'm right and you're wrong. Shval Berech gives way. And Bilam Arosha, his Talmidim, the opposite, and so on. Okay, good, fine. There is an important Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, and that's number 8. Look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Lo amar Talmido shel Bilam Oyon. It doesn't say this is what his Talmidim had. It doesn't say that. Lahoras kol atmus halimud shel limado mitchelomdu mi Bilam Arosha hoy gimel advay. This is what he taught. In the Beis Medrash of Bilam Arosha, they taught that the Weltanschauung, the attitude to life, the things you should have are an ayin roh and a nevesh rechava and a ruach gevoah. I read that in the wrong order. That's what he taught. That was the attitude to life. The attitude to life was, this is the way you ought to be. Much easier to understand in these days of the Meshuganas who call themselves woke, who teach all sorts of things that are totally incomprehensible to us grandparents. But Bilam Arosha's been his yeshiva, they taught that this is how you're supposed to be. Okay, so we began with the Chazal, which says that Lokombi Yisrael Kamosha Ot Novi, that Bilam had in some sense Nevuah at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he still misunderstood it. Pasuk says, it's there in number 10, Vayokom Bilam Baboker, Bilam got up in the morning, Vayomer El Sarei Valok, and he said to the princes of Balok, Lechu El Art Sechem, go to your land, Kimayen Hashem Lesiti La Lochim Ochem, because Hashem refuses to let me go with you. And it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't go with him. Says Rashi, La'loch imochem, to go with you, elim sarim gedolim mikem, only with people who are greater than you are. Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? I mean, he said, you mustn't go with them. So that's what he said. What did Bilam hear? So says Rashi, Lombard, and we see Rucho Gavoa, he's arrogant. Lo rotz le galus shu bishus shel mokem, elo bishun gasus. Why is it that Balak sent further messengers? Because that's what Bilam told him. Not going with these people. That's not my covert. Even though he's a Novi in some sense at the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, he only hears what he wants to hear. He misunderstands the Nevuah. He hears what he wants to hear. When Hashem says you're not going with them, he doesn't hear you're not going with them. He hears you're not going with them. I tell you an interesting thing, it's not in the notes because I think it occurred to me when I was brushing my teeth, which was rather after I printed them. I remember, you will have seen a sefer called the Shari Aaron. It's an encyclopedic pirish on the Chumash, quoting everyone you've ever read and other people whom you haven't. I remember when the Mechaber, Rabbi Aaron Rotter, was speaking in the Menorah Grammar School. This is quite a while ago, as you can imagine. Anyway, Rabbi Rotter quoted the Mishnah in the sixth, the Brisa in Perek Vav of Ovis. The Chazal say there that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, I was once going on the way and somebody came to me and said, Rebbe, come and live with us and I'll give you immense quantities of money. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, I feel a nosen li kol matam argolias tovish sheba olam eini dar, I'm not here, all the money in the world, and I'm not coming to you. And we say, wasn't Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma marvelous? Okay. Now, Bilam HaRosha, how do we know that he was a greedy so-and-so? Because the message came to him, Chabeda Chabed Chom Od V'chol Asher Tamari Laya Aser, I'll give you a great covered. And Bilam says, Yitn Libo Lok Malove So Kesev as a Hob, even if he gives me his whole house filled with gold and silver, I can't go there. And we say, wasn't Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma marvelous? All the money in the world, and he won't go there. What a greedy so-and-so Bilam is. He says, even if you give me all the money. So what Rabbi Aaron Rotter said, and it's, I think, muchruch in the Pasuk and in the Brisa, is this. Look at what the interlocutor said. They offered Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma money, and he said, all the money in the world wouldn't make any difference. I'm not going in a place which isn't a mocking Torah. What did they offer Bilam? Chabed achabed chom ma'od. Now, we have here a certain expert, Baalei Koreh, who will be well aware that the word covered in Chumash has two meanings. In some psukim, what it means is what we understand, honor, and it's covered. Other psukim, it means money. Me asher lo vinu oso eis kolakovod hazeh, save ne loven. From our father's property, this so-and-so Yaakov has made all our covered hazeh. That doesn't mean honor, it means money. So the message came to Bilam, chabeda chabedcha, will give you covered. What did he hear? He didn't hear that put me in the House of Lords. He heard money. That's why it is that his response is, it leave a lock, malove, so kesef azok. Why didn't he say, you know, even if they make me rosh v'kotzin, it won't make any difference? Because when he heard kabeda kabedcho, said Rabbi Rotter, he heard money. He didn't hear honor. And that's how we know that he was a greedy so-and-so. And that's the difference between Bilam HaRosha and Lahavdil, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Look at what they were offered. So going back to Bilam, despite the nevuah, he heard what he wanted to hear. L'meki me'ein Hashem nesiti la'lochim ochem. Only in people more choshev than you. And if you look carefully at the beginning, the first set of emissaries is a Kanim and Sorim, but the second set are only Sorim. They're on a higher madrega. And I don't remember, I think that's in Rav Hirsch. And Reb Chaim quoted, and it's there in number 12, a Gemara about Rav Elish. Rav Elish was captured, he was kidnapped, and he was there in prison. And there in the prison with him was a gentleman who understood the language of the birds. And one day, Osa Urva, a raven, came, and the raven was saying something. So he asked the gentleman who was with him, what's the raven saying? The raven is saying, Ilish brach, Ilish brach, Ilish, run for it. So Rav Elish said, you know, I don't trust ravens. Think about the story of Tevas Noach. The raven was given a shlichus and it didn't fulfill its shlichus. You can't trust ravens. So a yonah came, a dove came. And the dove was making noises. So Ravilish asked the gentleman who knew the language of the birds, what's the dove saying? And he said, it's saying, Ilish brach, Ilish brach, Ilish, run for it. He said, the Yonah, Yonah's compared to Klal Yisrael, and he ran for it. Fine, okay. Very strange story, but we'll just take it on the surface. There's a Yaivitz who says the other gentleman was a goy. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, which you will see in number 14, asks the following question. The Oruch is a Migdolia Rishonim, it's quoted in the Tosfos, it's an Italian dictionary. Was his name, he was from Rome, and I've forgotten his name. Rabbi Chiel, I think? Rabbi Nosna or Rabbi Chiel, I don't remember anymore. Anyway, Migdolia Rishonim, and he's quoted in the Tosfos, and in the Oruch it says, you see here that Ravilish knew the language of the birds. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, the Seder Adoris said, huh? Surely from the fact that he asked the goy what the birds are saying, you see that he didn't know the language of the birds. So Reb Chaim learnt in the Ma'ashor the following. Reb Chaim learnt this. Remember, we've just said that Bilam, with all his Ruach HaKodesh and Madrege in Nevuah, heard what he wanted to hear. Ravilish was Choshesh when he heard the birds saying, Ilish Brach, Ilish Brach, that he was hearing what he wanted to hear. That's why he checked with the goy. Would he have trusted the goy if he didn't understand the language of the birds? If you're in prison, and if you're caught escaping, first they'll cut your arms and legs off, and after that you'll cut your head off, so as to make sure you suffer on the way, and a goy says, the bird is saying, run away, would you run? Said Reb Chaim, from the I can answer to you according to the Oruch. I understand, and according to Reb Chaim's understanding, the Marshor, I understand why the Oruch saw in this story that Rav Ilish understood the language of the birds. Rav Ilish was choishish. What would he most want to hear as he's there in prison? A magical message, Ilish brach, run for it, and that's the message that he heard. So he was choishish. He was hearing what he wanted to hear. That's why he checked with the goy who knew the language of the birds, and the reason he believed the goy who knew the language of the birds was because he also knew the language of the birds. Lahavdil, between Rav Ilish and Bilam Harosha, people hear what they want to hear. And despite the fact that he lived a bestial life, and despite the fact that apart from being a mushkus in his personal life, he taught in his base medrash that people should have really bad middos. And despite the fact that he only heard what he wanted to hear, in some sense he knew the emes and wondered about the future. Look at the pasuk in number 16. Mi mono afar Yaakov misporis rova Yisrael, tomos nafshi mos yeshorim, may I die the death of the yeshorim. Ushiach risi kamo, may my osid be like the Yosharim. Who are the Yosharim? So the passing in Yeshua, which refers to Sefer Yosher, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, who says the Yosharim are Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Bilam knew that Yashrus is what it's really about. Tomos nafshim mos Yosharim. I remember when my grandfather, Zichron Livracha, was Nifter, and for reasons which are obscure, I was asked to say a hesped, and I quoted the Chofetz Chaim on this pasuk. The ikar is not to die like a yashar. The ikar is to live like a yashar. It's all very well, Bilam saying, Tomos nafshi mos yashorim. Mos yashorim, yeah, great, but chayim yashorim is what it's really about. Anyway, despite the fact that what he wanted was mos yashorim, it didn't make the slightest difference to the way that he lived. My friend Dain Elzas, who has been my chevrusa, he's my longest lasting chevrusa, because we learned together in Kohl and we still learn. When he used to run the kashrus of the Federation, I remember telling me, when first he came out of Kohl, he thought it was important if you could learn a Reb Chaim or not. A year of working kashrus, he knew the only thing that matters is yashrus, nothing else. Nothing else matters. Yashrus, look at the psukim. Look at the pasuk in Kehelas, number 19. Osoyes Elokim es Odom Yoshor, naturally people have yashrus. We corrupt it by cheshbonus of one sort or another, but people naturally have yashrus. That's the Seder HaBriah. You remember the Gemara in Brochus, which says that Chana said, that she wanted Hazera Muvla Beino Anoshim, she wanted her boy to be normal. Lo Chochem, Lo Tipush. Excuse me, where is the last Jewish mother who didn't want her son to be a Chochem? Has anybody, this is Baruch Hashem, only men here, has there ever been a woman who thought that her son wasn't a Chochem? Actually, I remember one. I remember a woman, I'm not going to tell you who, because you probably know her. I remember she came to see, and her, this son, particular son, Baruch Hashem, is now father of children. Anyway, she came and she said, my husband is clever but lazy, and I'm thick but hardworking, and my son has the worst of both of us. And I thought, we'll have that one, which we did. Anyway, but when has there ever been a Jewish mother who said, I don't want him to be a Chochem? Said Reb Chaim, an Ibe Chochem, someone who corrupts the Yashrus by Chishbonus Rabbim. Osu Selim Yosho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosho. Keil Emunot Ve'ein Ovel, says the Pasuk in Devarim, number 21, Tzadik Ve'Yosho Hu. So here you have a gentleman, Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, life of bestiality, keeps corrupted midas, only hears what he wants to hear, knows about Yashrus. That makes the slightest difference to how he lives. There is a Gemara in Shavuos, which, on which Reb Chaim used to quote the Rashi. It's there in number 22. Yediyah space rabbi, have ya yediyah. What's yediyah space rabbi? Let's have a look at the Rashi. You can have a person, shelomad beveis rabbo, he learned in cheder, shanageh betuma, tome, that if you touch tuma, you're tome. If you pack up a dead sheretz, you're tome. If you carry an avela, you're tome. He's learned that. He knows that. Vehu yoda, shehirgish keshenoga, and he knows that he's touched a dead sheretz. Or he knows he's touched an avela. Or he knows that he's carried an avela, tumas maga, tumas masa. He knows it. He learned in cheder that if you touch tuma, you're tome, and he knows that he has touched tuma. But nevertheless, lo hisponen losum al libo shenitmo. Doesn't occur to him that he's tome. Again, he knows that if you touch tuma, you're tome. He knows he's touched tuma, but it never occurs to him that he's tome. Total absence of self-awareness. You know what? Do you remember the story of Borod? Now, all the children know the Tzach, Adash, Ba'achav. They know that Borod is probably the seventh of the ten Makkos. Let's just go through it. Moshe Rabbeinu warned them about Dam, and Dam came. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu warned them about Tzvardea. Tzvardea came. Kinim, he didn't warn them, but that's a drosha for either for Parshas Vayera and Parshas Bo or for the week of Pesach. Okay, that's Tzach. He warned them about Orov, and Orov came. He warned them about Dever, and Dever came. He didn't warn them about Kinim. I refer you to the previous comment. And then he warns them that Borod is coming. If you have a look in number 23, Hinanim Mamtir Ka'is Mochor Borod Kaved Ma'od, I'm going to make Borod tomorrow. So I give you some good advice. Possibly you test. Vator now, Shlach send, Ha'izes Miknechor, bring in the staff in the field, because otherwise, it's all going to be killed. Let's just be clear. Moshe's record is that the last four times he said something's going to happen, it happened. And now he says, Borod is coming, take the cattle inside. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, how crazy are they? So, Hayore es Devar Hashem me'avdei Faro, someone who was a Yore Hashem in those Rishoim, brought his avodim and his miknei al abotim. Pasuk chaf alef, which is what this is all about. Vasher lo som libo el dvar Hashem vayaze vis avodah vis miknei u basoda. Those who just didn't put their minds to it left their avodim aleihem hashalom and their cattle in the fields. How is that possible? Dam, Tzvardea, Orov, Dever. They've seen he has a perfect record. He doesn't make mistakes. L'chol ha'pochus, they should have been choshesh. So Reb Chaim used to say just those four words, Vasher lo som libo. Yediyah space rabbi is Yediyah. He learnt in Cheder that if you touch Tumah, you're Tomei. He knows he's touched Tumah. Lo sum libo. He just doesn't put his mind to it. Those people among Avdei Pharaoh who were not Yirei Hashem, they just didn't put their minds to it. That's Bilam. Tomos nafshi mos yeshorim. And he continues to live with the donkey. He just doesn't put his mind to it. And it doesn't only happen with Rishoyim. It also happens with Tzadikim. People will be familiar with the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba. Learn it with the Gemara in Shabbos or without the Gemara in Shabbos, whatever you want. Learn that David was not Chot. I remember Rabbi Levenberg, Zichron Livracha, telling me he was once attending a shiur that was being given by Nechama Leibovitz, who was a very famous Magedes shiur. Anyway, he was attending this shiur. This is, I think, before he had the long coat. Anyway, and Rabbi Chil told me that you remember Kala Omer David Choto, David Eino Ela Toya. Chazal say anyone who says that David did something wrong is mistaken. And she said the author of this statement is Rebbe. And Rebbe says this because he's descended from David HaMelech. Okay, good, fine. So Yeshiva Boch was there, said, "Who says that?" To which she replied, "The Gemara daf such and such," which was obviously the correct answer. For the meantime, so Nosson, the Novi, Nosson HaNovi came to David to tell him off. And in order to tell David off about what had happened with Bathsheba, he told him a story. He told him the story of the rich man and the poor man. And the rich man has flocks, and the poor man has just one lamb. And the rich man has someone important coming to supper, so he takes the lamb of the poor man and shechts it, so on and so forth. And David says, "The person who did this, he will die. Dreadful, disgusting, reprehensible thing to do." And Nosson says, "It's you. It's you. You have as many wives as you want, and you've taken the wife of Uriah Chiti. The rich man is you." Why did David not see that? He said, "Rechaim, shelo som libo." That's how normal people are. It's also how Rishoyim are. That's how Bilam was. Tomos nafshi mos yeshorim. It's also how the Avdei Pharaoh were. Vashev lo som libo. But it's also David HaMelech mitzadike klal Yisrael. And there's a lot to learn, because in this Sicha of Reb Chaim we see that you can be a Novin and a Menuvel, teaching Midas Ros, knowing the Emes, only hearing what you want to see, completely deceiving yourself, and Yashrus and Simus Lev, some level of self-awareness and an aspiration for Yashrus, that is what it's all about. Good Shabbos.